Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Yo,
what's up?
Hey, so, off air, I got to share this real quick. Off air, Hunter's like, I know you don't care, but I got to tell someone. There's no one else to listen to. I'm just playing awesome golf right now.
Come on, you can't say that over the air. Now it's going to be gone. See, that's the problem.
See, I'm trying to jinx you. I'm jinxing you.
You son of a bitch. So here's the thing with golf, and I'm serious. This is a real thing. Part of golf is being humble. Like there's a weird thing in golf. If you're not, you're never really going to be to where you want to be,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it sucks because when you play really good, you just want to scream it. You want to tell the world.
You want to show people your scorecard, like walk into the clubhouse big, hey, anyone want to see my scorecard? That's right. Yeah. Then tanked.
You know, and yesterday was a beautiful day. We had leagues yesterday. It was just everything was clicking. It was a good day. Not the first round. So I played two rounds yesterday. Yeah. Second round was way better.
Busy day for you, huh? Man, two rounds of golf, boy.
You know what? I work hard over the weekend. I got to get out there sometime.
Look, but it's me saying it. It's me saying, you know, because you didn't technically say it out loud. You just told me, your buddy. And then me, as your buddy, is letting everyone know, Hunter's just striping it, man. He's just playing great golf out there right now.
Shut up.
Just crushing it. Probably one of the greatest golfers.
It's gone. Now it's gone. Thanks.
It will be funny if next week at leagues you just...
You can't shank. What happened? I'm gonna call you.
You're going to need a beach towel and some suntan lotion because you're never getting off that beach.
You know. You know what sucks, though? Cause you ruined it because it doesn't always happen.
That's right.
And if it does happen, you ride that wave. You ride it as long as you can because it's going to go away. Is it like that in fishing?
Yeah, I think I kind of have some superstitions about that where it's like, you know, if I gotta pay my dues to the fish gods before really.
You're always spitting in the water trying to get.
Yeah, it's stuff you gotta do. You pick up some line that was left behind. Like, that's kind of what you do to make the fish gods happy, stuff like that.
Right.
And then if you do have a good day of fishing, you know, you don't go around, which I've never had, so I don't know. I guess I don't know how to handle it, so.
I gotta be good etiquette. Good etiquette gets you places.
Yeah.
All right, here's one thing. Golf etiquette, real quick. You golfers, there's a lot of people that listen to this show that golf. All right? Quit flicking your cigs around the course. It's not good. It's not. Golf gods don't like that.
Exactly. It's little things
and
like that.
And the guy that's cleaning them up doesn't like that either.
Yeah.
All right? And your cigar, don't lay it on the green. It's like it's a little bonfire, basically, you know, and it burns holes into the green. It's not a good look for the golf course.
Yeah.
And it's not because of them. It's because of you. What's another thing? What's another thing with golf?
Fixing your divots. Right.
Fixing your divots.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. Just little
things.
Good one. You got to make the gods happy. The golf gods, the fish gods, whatever.
Yeah. Hey, if you play slow, that's fine. You know, there's slow golfers out there. Just let people play through.
Yeah.
You know?
Ready to play.
Pay to play, not rate to.
Rate to play.
Rate to play is like cost.
Is that what it is? Sorry, Hunter. I didn't know I was talking with a pro golfer here.
It's not a mulligan.
You know, now I hope you end up in the woods, all right? You son of a.
You bastard.
You son of a.
You know what? Hey, one real quick last golf thing. I don't know if you know this, but I golfed at Wolf Creek. It's one of those like fantasy courses over in Mesquite, Nevada.
Yeah.
We went out there a few months ago. So, you know, we do that golf tournament every year, right?
Yeah.
Past years, we've had golf balls with our faces on it.
Did you whack one into the bushes? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know, I smacked a good handful of those around that course.
Why are you
purposely lost them?
Why are you facing the wrong way? I'm going to lose this ball. This ball's
going to launch this one.
Someone's going to find it like, oh, God. Oh. Scared me. His little face looking at me.
What the hell is that?
What's going on? Good luck to you, buddy. I hope you keep golfing well. I hope you do.
All right, sure
nothing
you
would know. Make me happier. All right. Now that I've ruined Hunter's golf game, we got to get to your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. You need it moved. You need it stored. Well, trust the experts. They got something for every size, every budget. You got a bunch of stuff. Or not a lot, or a big mover. It doesn't matter. Hit them up, Pinterest Moving and Self Storage. They're going to get you taken care of, man. Your dumb vocabulary for today, lip drip.
Oh, no.
Lip drip.
Damn, it took me a couple seconds.
I'll be honest. I don't know if we can even say it, but I'm going to do it.
I don't think you can, man. I think we should just hit the button and get out of this one. That
lip drip.
Oh, man. I don't even know how, what direction. How do I start this without getting fired?
Lip drip.
I know what it is. I get it.
Do you want me to church it up for us?
Right, yeah, now? I want to let you take this one, man.
Lip drip. It's used to describe when a female is very aroused. All right, when a female is really just horned up. All right, get that lip drip going. You know, like maybe you're out there mowing the lawn with your shirt off. All right, you got a nice sweat going. The wife steps out. She sees you out there sweating in the sun, doing manly stuff. Right, I might get the lip drip going, you know? Like, oh, my big, strong.
Doesn't our wives, that's, you know.
Let me get you a glass of lemonade, Mr. Working Man. Ooh, right?
She's got the dry. The calloused. Sahara.
Like the Serengeti.
Yeah, you know. I am not. We may think we're hot, Brock.
I like to
think
so.
We may think, but you know.
Every once in a while, you know, I might get
unpleasantly surprised if we were
in
the other shoe.
I'm not saying it's like a you know, like a basset hound down there, you know, or like a, you know, like. Still, every once in a while.
What?
I don't know.
Like Beethoven.
You know, the dog gets all worked up. He's all foamy at the mouth. Jesus.
Yeah.
So, hey, sorry. Sorry, ladies. Didn't mean to get you all worked up there. All right.
I'm sure they're all worked up, Brock. I'm sure they are.
All right. There you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Friday. As always, brought to you by Binterest Moving and Self Storage. We'll be back.
Hey, Alexa.